Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Many terrific dancers call Boston home, including a community of breakdancers. Alex Diaz is one of them. His b-boy name is El Nino. It comes from his fast-paced and aggressive style that is a tropical storm personified. His talents have made him a Red Bull-sponsored athlete, an Olympic hopeful, and one of the 10 artists of color we're introducing this week. WBUR's Jacob Garcia has more.
On a recent Tuesday night, Alex Diaz practices at a dance studio in Harvard Square. The floor shakes as boom-bap music blasts loudly. He trades moves with his fellow dance crew members, the Floor Lords. This is their studio.
So I'm known for that move, which is basically like a head spin with my leg crossed, but I drop to my head, no hands. It's kind of a dangerous move. Like, you know, if you do it wrong, you would just hit your head and knock yourself out. You know what I mean?
He's describing his cannonball head spin. He invented it after watching the 1978 kung fu film Drunken Master. He exudes originality. And as a hip-hop aficionado, he considers it sacred.
The golden rule of hip-hop is no biting.
Biting is hip-hop lingo for stealing, by the way. Diaz's focus on originality has made him one of the most respected b-boys on the planet. He's performed alongside artists like Missy Elliott and 50 Cent, and also has a few international breaking championship titles to his name.
I'm just a kid from Roxbury, humble beginnings, grew up with a mother in Section 8. Nothing's impossible. Like, I truly believe that. If you really want it, you really have to, like, focus. Anything that's worth something is not going to be, like, given to you.
At 33, Diaz has been proving himself for years. His uncle, Lino Delgado, is a founding member of the Floor Lords and its previous president before Diaz. Delgado took Diaz to watch dance battles as a kid. One day, Diaz decided to compete.
He was taking on these adults, and people were just going crazy in New York. You know, by the end of the night, everybody knew his name. The whole crowd was screaming his name.
The 1998 event was called Back to Mecca. Diaz came in third. He was only 8. And he's kept his foot on the gas since that first competition.
I like the high-level events where the crowd is sitting on the ground and it feels like Fight Club. I feed off the energy of my opponent. I feed off the energy of the crowd. It kind of just puts me in a zone.
As a member of Team USA, his biggest battle may be in Paris next year, when breaking makes its Olympic debut. Dancers from around the globe will have their careers legitimized. But there are some in the b-boy community that have reservations about joining the establishment.
It was a lot of pushback from the OGs. People feeling like the Olympics is going to water down our culture. It's going to water down the dance. You know, just a lot of fear.
Diaz knows it's not easy to make money as a dancer. A 2022 U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics report estimates the country has less than 9,000 professional dancers from ballet to breaking. This new Olympic edition won't just validate the art form, it'll get dancers paid.
If you switch art to sport, that's where the money comes in. There's money in sports, but there's not a lot of money in art.
A torn meniscus sustained while prepping for a competition last year may stand in the way of Diaz breaking for gold. But he's worked too hard towards this dream to give up. He wants to compete on that famed international stage, or at least have a hand in it.
Even if I don't do it, I have to keep trying. Or maybe the universe wants me to train somebody. I want it to be a part of my legacy.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jacob Garcia.
To see videos of Alex Diaz dancing and a signature cannonball head spin, go to WBUR.org. Tomorrow morning, tune in to hear about an artist who uses painting to probe identity and belonging.